This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You want to see me? Here I am.
In order for our arrangement to continue, there is a matter we need to discuss.
Okay.
Do you have something to tell me? If you do, you would be well advised to do so.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that our next guest, who's in the studio right now, Bert Kreischer, is the most famous person that has ever come out of the state of Wyoming, ladies and gentlemen. The most famous person from Wyoming ever.
Is that, you brought that up in research for this?
Yes. Okay. Am I wrong, Bert?
Yes. I've never even been to Wyoming.
But it says here that you were born in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh, is that Wikipedia?
Where were you born?
I was born in Tampa.
Happy Friday, da-da-da-da-da-da. Happy Friday, da-da-da-da-da-da. Ow!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Call right now and we'll get right back to you.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Survey says!
Pass it over to me.
Hello?
And now, just listen to these real bean lovers, our feature presentation.
I'll take it. I'll take a real bean lover. Welcome, kids, to yet another all-new Kevin and Bean show, this time for a Fri-yay
day.
Oh, man. Way to rain on the parade early. It's the 31st of August. Hello, ladies.
I mean, just say hello, just ladies, like a
hello,
normal human.
I was just saying with excitement because I'm delighted
hello,
to be...
Hello, ladies.
It wasn't in a sexy type way.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies. It wasn't in a Jerry hello, Lewis ladies. Or a Beastie Boys way either. Come on now. I was just being
let's
excited.
Let's start over.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, party people, welcome in to another all-new Kevin and Bean show, this time for a Fri-yay
day. You gotta, you can't, no.
The 31st of August.
Oh, jeez.
Hello, ladies. Better? Gotta make sure you miss the old days, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Labor Day weekend, you guys.
Yeah.
I know it was only the 4th of July a minute ago, and we did have some time off, but I feel like it's been forever since we've had a three-day weekend. Like, they're few and far between on the calendar.
I mean, not if you're Kevin, but yeah. You're right.
Who has plans?
I do.
What you doing?
Well, I have a friend coming to town today, and then they leave on Sunday morning, and then I have a boozy brunch planned on Sunday. So much fun.
Living your best life, man.
Living my best life. Just surrounded by people I love and people that love me.
Check you out.
So gross.
A lot of positivity there.
Yeah.
How about you, little person?
absolutely nothing, and I'm excited for
that
it.
That sounds good.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that either. Yeah. That's for sure.
What about you, Bean?
I'm just going to try to keep my medicine straight. That's my only goal is just not taking the uppers instead of the downers at the wrong time.
Out of curiosity, did you crash as soon as we went off the air?
Wanted to very much, was wired for some reason, couldn't figure out why. I ended up staying up, foregoing a nap, and just going to bed super early. I went to bed at 6:45 last night, so it definitely caught up with me eventually.
Yeah.
But, I thought I would sleep right after, but I did have some errands to run. I got to go to the post office. I wasn't going to blow that off.
Well, and not some, the post office.
And some other things to do. But, it was a tough day. For folks who weren't with us yesterday, I accidentally took sleeping medication as I woke up, which made for a tough morning.
Yeah.
But we survived.
We did.
I got a great first date story for you. Allie, it's been a while since you had a first date. So what that means is people meet and then they go out together.
Not nice. Or,
to get to know each other.
Or accurate, but
this is fine. A California couple last October.
If it helps the story, that's...
I'll let the news fill you in on some of the details. I think you'll find this one fun.
It was Max Montgomery and Andy Traynor's first official date. Things started off well, but almost ended too soon.
Uh-oh.
The couple had been surfing on a beach in Santa Cruz when Max suddenly collapsed. He was having a heart attack.
Okay, so you're on your first date. You're out there paddleboarding. Max is 56. Miss Traynor is 45, and she is fortunately an anesthesiologist, and she knows CPR.
Well, an anesthesiologist. Okay, go on.
No, what? What are you saying about an anesthesiologist?
They put you to sleep.
Right.
So she's probably not going to be good at waking him up.
Right, but I think she has a lot of experience in the medical field.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Including knowing CPR.
All right, good.
Look, the guy survived. Don't try to kill him, okay?
All right, sorry.
All right, so it sounds to me like he's on a date with the right person. Because she knows CPR. He's just had a heart attack and collapsed and stopped breathing on the beach.
Fortunately for him, his date, Andy, is a doctor. She ran to his side and checked for a heartbeat, but there was no pulse, so she started CPR.
I wasn't thinking about anything other than just taking care of him.
I happened to be with the right person at the right time.
Even to a trained professional, this situation was unlike any other.
By the way, I was trying to figure out why the, first of all, dynamic reporting from this newscaster. Second of all, they were just on Skype. I'm trying to figure out why it sounded like they were in space.
Yeah, they were in a tunnel somewhere.
It was very weird. And it was also weird. I don't know. They didn't show the question. They just showed the doctor's answer of, I wasn't thinking anything other than trying to resuscitate him, because what else should she or could she have possibly been thinking about it?
Right. What was the question? What were you thinking about? That's the weakest question ever.
It's so dumb in this situation. This is one question where there's literally nothing else you would be thinking about except, can I help this person come back to life?
You know, I was thinking, ooh, we going to make it to lunch? Like, I am hungry.
I got plans after this.
Wrap it up.
This dead meat has wasted my whole day.
I do deal with medical emergencies all the time, but I would say what was different at this time was that I was on a beach.
Okay, again, what was the reporter's question? Which was this exactly the same as all the other times you performed CPR?
Did this feel like the OR? So dumb.
I know everything about this story. I mean, it's a happy story and a happy ending, but what's going on?
The life and death moment was captured on camera by an LA-based photographer who happened to be recording a time lapse. Minutes later, paramedics arrived and rushed Max to a hospital, using a defibrillator along the way to shock him back to life.
All right, here's the most remarkable part of the story for me. I'm no doctor, but how long can you go without a pulse?
Gosh.
How long do you have when they're using the defibrillator on you, or the mouth-to-mouth, or whatever they're trying to do to bring you get your heart beating again? How long can you be there essentially dead?
I wouldn't think long, but I guess you're asking that question because it was a while.
It took the sixth shot before I came back. And so that's between, I think, 12 and 17 minutes without a pulse.
Between 12 and 17 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a super long time to be dead, you guys.
And maybe get a new defibrillator, right? Maybe it's just not working. That's a hard word, too. Okay. Real hard.
If not for Andy's CPR, Max likely would have died.
I You know, I say I hit the life lottery.
After surgery and several months of recovery, Max is feeling better than ever and working with Andy to train others in CPR.
Oh.
You may be wondering, after all of that, if there was a romantic connection.
Okay,
yeah,
now.
Yes!
Here's my question. Let's say that Max was not feeling the date at all. Let's say that he had decided before he even went into the water, he's like,
right,
this chick's a dud. I've just got to get through this and just say goodbye. And thank God I'm out of her life.
Yeah.
And then she saves his freaking life on the beach.
Yeah, you gotta marry her.
He's gotta at least stay with her for 3 months before they break up, right? I mean, you owe her. So, what happened?
Max shares what he said to Andy from his hospital bed.
I totally understand if you run for the hills. She's like, nope, this is where I want to be. And I say my heart healed from the inside out. I'm so lucky that we've been madly in love ever since.
How about that?
No! Oh, that's so lovely. But what a crappy first kiss, am I right?
Well, that's the thing, is that was their first kiss. You're absolutely right. But they did get a do-over a few weeks after the surgery. He was recuperated. They were on the beach just talking, and she said, you can kiss me for real now. And they had a do-over. And like he said in the piece there from Space, they are they're madly in love and still together. How's that for an adorable first date story?
How has this not been a movie yet? When was this? Like 2 months ago, right?
October. It happened last October.
Yeah, someone's got to get on this.
And the pictures, by the way, of him, they showed photos of him in the hospital. I mean, they, you know, I don't know what they did, if he got a heart transplant or whatever, but he's got that zipper right down his chest. You know what I mean? It looked like they definitely cracked him open. And they said he was in the hospital for a long time recovering.
Wow.
So he had something serious going on.
Well, that's lovely.
But there you go. There's a nice story to start the day. All right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
It's Friday, Friday.
What is wrong with you?
It's Friday, yay, 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 yay.
Right?
You gotta get down on Friday.
Right?
Friday.
Thank you, DJ Omar Khan. He knows what's up.
What? Omar?
Cheers.
Damn it, Omar.
Why would Omar do that?
Because he's a good American, that's why. Cheers with Beer Mug on the program today. I'm very much looking forward to that. He went back to the bar in the valley and talked to people about the worst day they ever had at school.
Mm.
Boy, there's a lot of things that can go wrong in those 12 years that you're going to school, man. Also, Allie, this is based on a conversation you had with your friends recently about the most petty reason you broke up with someone.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've revisited Deal Breakers. We'll do that on the show today. We've got a great batch of viral videos for you with the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup. Our friend Matt Money Smith joins us on the program from the Dodger Station, AM 570. The Dodgers are in the final month of the season now, and they better goddamn make the playoffs, I'll tell you that. They lost last night, but they got a big, big series against the Diamondbacks continuing this weekend. So we'll find out how Matt is feeling about the final weeks of the 2018 baseball season on the program today. Keep it 100 on the program since it's Friday. And we're very excited about this. It's hard to believe it's been a year already. But this weekend is National Cover Song Day.
Yay! Kids love it.
Who doesn't love a good cover song?
And who doesn't know that a lot of these are actual cover songs? Me. When you play these songs, I'm like, wait, what?
Because it's the version you know.
Yes.
It's a hit you grew up with.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, a great song. It's hard to keep it down, man. A lot of times other people will have a crack at it. And, you know, there are some songs that have been hits, you know, every 10 years, 5 decades in a row, because they're just good songs.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm really looking forward to it. You can call and leave yours on the Afro line if you've got a favorite cover song you want us to play. That's 323-520-AFRO. We'll include some of your texts and emails as well. But we're going to get right to that and kick it off with a great cover. And Allie's got What's Happening Next right after this on K-Rock.
The Kevin and Bean Show, world famous K-Rock.
Allie's here with our first look at what's happening.
Well, I love a good gimmick, and this sounds like a great gimmick. Metallica is launching its own whiskey. But here's why it's different from other whiskeys. The band claims it is shaped by blasting its music directly into the distilled spirit. A former West Point chemistry professor collaborated with them on this whiskey. It's called Blackened, which rolls out to select states this fall. Here's how they do it. They blare a playlist of Metallica tracks handpicked by the band that results in low hertz sound waves so intense that it actually enhances the molecular interaction of the whiskey and alters its flavor.
I would like to see the science on that.
I agree. But if you're interested, it's a blend of bourbons, ryes, and other whiskeys that end up in black brandy barrels during its final stages. And then from there, a special subwoofer amplifies the low notes in the band's songs to shape the flavor.
Do you think, dumb question maybe, do you think Metallica chose whiskey because they sang Whiskey in the Jar, which, by the way, coincidentally, was a cover song of a cover version of a Thin Lizzy song?
I think they picked whiskey because they're badass dudes and they're not going to paint, like, they're not going to go, should we do a rosé? I just think Metallica whiskey just sounds bitchin'.
How about a delightful craft beer from Metallica?
I mean, that's fine. It's better whiskey, than a rosé.
Whiskey does sound like more their speed, I guess. Yeah. Yes. I just think it's funny that they have a song called Whiskey in the Jar, and here they are making their own whiskey.
I like it. The whiskey is going to be priced at $43. We'll roll out this fall in California. So, I mean, I'll drink it. Because you know that I was almost in Metallica, right? For a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. Do we, Chip, do we have a, do we have Allie's audition from the time she was on Metallica?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you always had it, Bean. I'm sorry.
I do, but I'm very busy.
Okay, do you want me to do it live?
Yes.
Okay, I can redo my audition, because they were like, Allie, I just want you to do any song off the top of your head. And I said, no problem.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see, absolute horror. I cannot live. I cannot die.
And they were like, you've got to leave the room. And I was like, Metallica.
I mean, James was humbled when he heard that.
He was, but he also was like, I'm thinking about whiskey and I need you to leave.
It was a crisis of confidence next time he had to take the stage, because now he had something to live up to.
It's true. And I'm sorry to anyone that just heard that and was not quite ready. Some birthdays for you. Remember Debbie Gibson?
I sure do.
Well, she's Deborah Gibson now, so let's get that straight. Remember when Ricky Schroeder went through that? He was Ricky Schroeder, then he was Rick Schroeder. Please take him seriously, but now he's back to Ricky. I can't keep up. So it's Deborah Gibson's birthday, as well as Richard Gere, Chris Tucker, and Marcia Clark. And that's what's happening.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
There are a lot of awful cover songs, and that's what we're going to talk about right here. I will go first, because Bruce Willis can be a good actor.
Right.
And I know that he loves music and wants to be a musician, but like John Goodman, maybe he shouldn't be. He took one of the most soulful songs of all time by the Staple Singers called Respect Yourself, and Bruce Willis somehow was so famous at the time, he managed to make this a top 10 hit.
What? Here's
Bruce Willis himself singing Little Staple Singers' Respect Yourself.
Oh, respect yourself.
That's every average bar band you've ever heard, right?
You just said that was a top 10 hit.
It was, yeah.
What? When? Where was I?
1987, at the height of his fame with Moonlighting.
And oh, I think, good Lord.
Yeah, Bruce Willis singing, ladies and gentlemen. We apologize that you had to hear that. I'm glad you're in here, Dave, because you've got somebody who's not known as a singer, and she's certainly not known for having great taste in cover songs. What's your pick for one of your worst cover songs?
Well, Bean, remember we went to go see a little movie called Crossroads
that
starred Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
And in that movie, she decided to perform a song titled I Love Rock and Roll. And let's just say it was not very good.
All right. You know, what Britney doesn't have is rock and roll in her bones, in her blood. She just does it.
But I want to give an honorable mention to Fall Out Boy doing the Ghostbusters theme, because that was awful. Or a Michael Jackson song. Anything they cover is usually just bad.
Their Ghostbusters theme was not good.
No.
I agree with you on that. I'm hoping we'll run out of time for Allie's pick.
No, I think we'll go.
Let's keep going around the room. Christine's here now. Let's go ahead and let her get up here first. Assistant producer Christine, how are you? What have you chosen?
This song is just so, I can't believe it actually happened. If you grew up in L.A., in particular in the early 90s, there was a really, really difficult time if you lived in like Los Angeles or South Los Angeles. And Public Enemy came out with 911 as a joke. Mm-hmm. And that song, even though Flavor Flav's delivery is just kind of upbeat and stuff, it's got a very serious message, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Freaking Duran Duran, who I also love, covered that song.
Oh, no.
And I think the problem with that is not only that they're super white and super British, they miss the tone of the thing. They
completely.
Just, yeah, it's just tone deaf is what it is, because that song was a statement.
Yeah.
About a particular, I mean, that was written from the heart from Chuck D and Public Enemy about what their lives were like.
Right.
And Duran Duran just glossed over all of that. Kevin is out today, but let's play his, because he never stops. Anytime cover songs ever come up in conversation, Kevin never stops talking about the one he laughs at every time he hears it. And we've had a lot of success with the band Korn here on K-Rock over the years. But maybe them trying to funk it up with the cover of Cameo's Word Up wasn't the best thing.
That.
I mean,
they're
trying.
Not
but,
necessary.
But I don't hate it. Oh, Christine.
Get out. Allie, I'm sorry we're not going to have time for your song, but
you know
we
what?
Do.
I have no, time.
No, I got one
no,
here from the 661. A listener writes in and says, hey, can we hear some of Allie's favorite cover song, Dwight Yoakam?
Oh,
you'll
geez.
Recall that he covered Prince's Purple Rain, and I remember Allie was a huge fan. Let's hear some of that.
I only wanted to see you laughing.
Okay. It's terrible. It's terrible.
You know, but I think what we're learning between that and the Duran Duran is that maybe white people shouldn't cover black people's songs?
Well, that brings me to my song. Thank you for doing that.
All right.
Here's the thing. I would listen to that cover by Dwight Yoakam every day, all day, if I didn't have to hear Taylor Swift butcher a soul classic from 1978. And bad enough, she made it lethargic and pathetic and just stripped down and awful. You changed the iconic lyrics of 21st of September, so you made it the 28th of September, because that's when you start dating your boyfriend. F you, Taylor Swift, so hard. I'm angry.
Look.
You can't defend it.
It wouldn't be in my top 100 favorite Taylor Swift performances, okay? But is it that bad?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the people have spoken.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, our good friend Beer Mug is in studio.
Woo! Good morning, everybody.
It's time for Cheers with Beer Mug. Woo!
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh.
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
What is it that, well, first of all, refresh our memories once again. Where do you go to tape the Cheers with Beer Mug every week?
The lovely, exclusive, hard to get into O'Grady's in Granada Hills.
Really?
In other words, anyone can just walk in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
Okay.
What are they famous for? Do they have a signature drink or anything like that? Or do people just go there because it's cheap and they can get drunk fast?
They got a great dart league going on.
Oh, yeah?
If you play darts, Allie.
Wow. I play darts, sure.
What? and how are you received when you walk through the swinging doors up front? Are people excited every week when Mug shows up with his K-Rock microphone?
Just like Norman, cheers. Yeah. Everybody knows my name.
That's
nice.
Warm greetings all around.
That's great. All right, what was your topic this week, Beer Mug?
Well, I wanted to find out, you know, since we're going back to school, this is Labor Day weekend coming up and we're going back to school, what the most embarrassing moment in their school past was. Pretty much relating to their worst day.
Yeah. So you take people who are already drinking their sorrows away because their lives are bad now, and you make you force them to remember when their lives were bad in the past.
Yeah, it was a little hard at first, but you know, the more drinks they take down, the easier it is to communicate.
All right, let's hear what they had to say.
What is the most embarrassing thing that happened to you in school?
Oh, I was the mascot for a while. That was pretty embarrassing because no one knows who's in the mascot costume. But yeah, so no one knows who's in there and they'll start messing with you. And then if like one of my friends dropped a mess with me and I called them by like a nickname that no one knew and they're like, oh, I now know who's in the mascot costume. And I'm like, yeah, don't mess with me right now.
Kindergarten, first grade, when I f***ed myself.
Oh.
Because I didn't know anybody in the class and I got scared.
Oh.
Does he still f*** himself when he gets scared at this age?
I hope not.
Ramona, what's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you in school?
I was in drama class in eighth grade and I forgot the lyrics to a Celine Dion song and then a bird pooped on my head.
All at once?
Yes, all at once.
That's almost good luck though, right? If a bird poops on you?
Yeah, but I didn't remember the lyrics, so.
I played softball in school and I hit myself in the helmet with the bat really hard one time.
I was the only kid to have armpit hair only on one arm for like 2 years.
What?
So people would always ask me to show it. It was my right arm.
I sneezed and farted at the same time.
What's the most embarrassing thing you have happened at... Let me take that.
Whoa.
I started my period my first day of freshman year. Oh. My first ever period.
Welcome to high school.
And what made matters worse was I was in really light colored jeans.
Of course.
I had to call my sister to come pick me up. And she wasn't my emergency contact, so she couldn't even take me home. Oh. And then she told me to just jump in her trunk. And I don't want any of us to get arrested, so I didn't go with that idea.
Esther, I'm so sorry. I'm glad I wasn't a girl in high school.
It was pretty crappy.
What's the most what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in school? Come on. Think back. Harken back to your school days.
I drink, so I don't have to remember.
Good answer. Good answer.
See, you drink so you don't have to remember. That's what they're doing
man.
There.
That's a
tough batch of Oof. Stories there. Jesus.
Got a lot of hard memories up.
Yeah. And you're glad you weren't a girl in high school, Muggs?
How about now?
I kind of wish I was.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's awesome about this week's Cheers with Beer Mug is we have a bonus track because, Allie, did you notice somebody who was conspicuously absent in that report?
And a couple weeks. Yeah, Monty. Where's he been?
Monty is back, right, Muggs?
Yes, he is in full force.
And you had a one-on-one sit-down, in-depth interview with Monty. I'm so excited. Hit it, Steve.
Monty, how you feeling, bud?
Oh, I love you. I'm feeling great, my man. Beer Mike.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've seen you. I'm doing okay, but more importantly, how you doing, man? I hear you're walking around with a broken foot.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Gout out, man.
Wait, you got gout?
I self-diagnosed myself, unfortunately.
No. Oh, so you're your own doctor?
Yeah, so as smart as I feel I am, but I'm still waiting on the doctor's diagnosis.
But how is it? I want you to be okay.
Oh, I hope so, too, because I want to run around. I have to run track and field, baby.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the
hold on a second, stop the tape. Why was there no follow up to he wants to run track and field?
I don't know. It's just
how did that make sense to you?
I just let him go with it. I just let him roll. I don't want to interrupt a genius at work.
Okay, fair enough.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the mobility level?
I'm still on about I'm 7 right now. Ooh. It should be 10. And I'm looking forward to 10. I'm walking.
What about pain?
Yeah, well, fortunately, I got rid of it last night. You know how?
How?
I drank beer, baby. But I drank more than beer. I had a little tequila shot, too.
Sure. Whatever helps it.
Okay. Wow. Muggs, you've turned into a therapist for Monty.
He's my guy, man.
Yeah. I feel like you guys are actually friends outside of the bar now.
Yeah, we hang out.
great batch. Thank you, Muggs. Cheers with Beer Mug on K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
We want to talk about, you can call them deal breakers if you want. You can call them petty reasons you broke up with somebody. But you told us a story briefly earlier this week that we thought we might want to explore a little bit and maybe take some phone calls on. What happened?
I was out with some friends and ran into an ex-boyfriend of mine. And we just chatted, had a drink. Everyone's laughing, having a good time. Then he left. And my friends were like, my God, you guys get along so good. What happened? Why'd you break up? And I thought about it. And I was like, why did... Oh, yeah. He's a monster. He's an absolute monster.
He kidnapped and killed a bunch of kids? Is that what happened? Or?
Worse, he likes to sleep with it at least like 74, 76 degrees in the room.
Oh.
No. I should be able to put the covers up to my neck and still feel cold. Mm-hmm. And he was always like, it's like a meat locker in here. Damn straight it is. I like to sleep in cold. He liked to sleep in warm. Never going to work.
What was your preferred temperature? When you say cold, do you like it like 64 or something like that?
64 is great. Top out at 69. Nice. And that's it. If it's 70 and above, F you. No.
Was there no compromise in maybe he doesn't stay over?
Well, then,
I'm just saying you can, business and then see ya. Go home and swelter.
Oh, no, that's my preferred. It's my preferred method, but
right.
That just gets old. Like, every now and then, I just want to go to bed after. Yeah. So if it was at his house, it's like, gotta go to the car now. That's just a waste.
Now, was that the reason you gave him when you broke up with him?
No.
Did you say, look, you're great, but we can't get past this sleeping temperature deal?
No.
What'd you tell him?
I don't even remember the conversation. No, I think it was just, this isn't great, is it? No. All right, cool. And that was it.
But in your mind, that was the main reason.
In my mind, I'm like, you monster, just laying there all sweaty. You're gross.
Yeah, no one needs that.
No.
I want to hear more about your meat locker, though, by the way.
No problem.
Hey, 1-800-520-1067. We're talking about petty reasons you broke up with someone or someone broke up with you. How about little Chip, by the way, who is on the receiving end of a petty breakup.
This hurts me.
Sure. Okay, so obviously I have short hair, like a pixie cut. A couple years ago for the K-Rock Halloween party, I went as Eleven from Stranger Things. It was that first season when it came out, it was huge.
It was the best Halloween costume of that year. You looked amazing.
Oh, thank you. So what most people were doing when they were 11, they used like the blonde wig. But I'm like, my hair grows fast. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it. I shave my head.
Right.
I was dating a dude for about 2 months at the time. And before I cut my hair, I said, hey, I didn't ask for permission. Obviously, it's my hair. I'll do what I want. But I said, hey, heads up. This is my Halloween costume. Mm-hmm. I'm cutting my hair. Just giving you a heads up so it's not a big shock when we go to this Halloween party.
Right.
Then he broke up with me a week later.
And he said it was because of the hair.
Yeah. Yep. Because I cut my hair short.
Because he wasn't aware that all he had to do was stick around another couple of weeks and it would grow back out.
Yep.
Oh, dude.
If you go online, and again, we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067 for petty breakup reasons. If you go online, there are a lot of like Reddit threads on this and blogs where people have weighed in. Here's a couple that I found this morning that I think are funny. He broke up with me because he freaked out when he realized that I am left-handed because he heard that all lefties are sinister. What the F? By the way, I devoured his soul before dumping him, as is tradition.
Good.
Here's one, and I would like your opinion on this one. Mm-hmm. Here's a lady who shows up. She meets a guy online. He's already at the restaurant when she arrives. As she's walking into the restaurant, though, she sees a truck that has a pair of those fake testicles on the trailer hitch.
Uh-huh.
And also has a bumper sticker on the back of the truck that says, Dodge the father, ram the daughter.
Oh.
Because it's a Dodge Ram. Okay. So she's walking into the date. She's thinking, who the F drives that thing? What kind of an idiot drives that thing? So she goes in and she has a fine date with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But when they come back out and get ready to say goodbye, that's when she finds out he's the guy who's got the bumper sticker and the balls on the trailer hitch.
Yeah.
She says, no way. That absolutely killed the chance of any kind of second date. Anyone who would put both of those things on his truck is not a person that I'm ever going to get along with.
That's hysterical.
Would you reasonable though?
I would definitely bring it up. If I had a great time with him and I walk out, I'd be like, dude, I saw this car and I was like, what jackass drives it? Uh-huh. What possessed you to put this on? And just hear him out. So and if he's like, I like ramming daughters, I'd be like, bye. Time to go.
I hope you would shame him into removing both. He would bite his nails and then spit them across the room, this person says. I can still hear the sound in my head 20 years later.
See, I listen to that, and then I think to myself, well, you could have asked him to stop it. Mm-hmm. But then I remember I broke up with the guy because his thumbs look like big toes. So I feel like I should not be the one judging people because I
really,
am
there really wasn't much he could do about that either. You can't really change your
I mean, thumbs. Wear, like, thumb gloves. One, I don't need to see that.
One more, then we'll go to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. I thought of him as a snake charmer because he kissed, rapidly sticking his tongue in and out of my mouth over and over again, kind of like a snake tasting the wind.
No.
It took all the magic out of it.
Oh, bad kissers is an absolute deal breaker.
I think that's reasonable.
Yes.
I think that's fair. All right, 1-800-520-1067. We got we got some good ones. Let's try Nicole Glendale, please, to get us going. She's on line two. Glendale is on the air. How are you, Nicole?
Pretty good. How about you?
Are you enjoying the cover songs on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning?
Of course.
Good. Appreciate that. All right. The topic is deal breakers. Something that might be small or petty, but it was enough to break up a relationship. What was yours?
So it happened to me and it was petty. I had just turned 22 and my boyfriend was turning 21 and he decided for his 21st birthday, he wanted to be single. So after a year and a half, he dumped me.
Just because he wanted to be, what is it he wanted to do on his 21st birthday that he couldn't do with a girlfriend?
Probably drink and, you know, have sex with other girls, but I mean, I dodged the bullet because 2 months later he got another girl pregnant, so.
Okay.
Literal bullet.
So you win. All right, Nicole, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Quick break. Your call is coming up next on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
First, we're talking about deal breakers that seem petty. You got broken up with or you broke up with someone for a dumb reason. Maria is in Pasadena. She's up next, line four on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Maria.
Hi.
Who did the breaking up? You or him?
He did.
All right. What was the problem?
He said we had too much sex.
Come on.
Now, that doesn't sound petty. That sounds exhausting.
How much was too much to him, Maria?
I don't know. 2 to 3 times a day.
Maria.
Oh, Maria.
How do you solve a problem like for Maria, huh?
We were 21.
Yeah, you should be boning a lot at 21.
Okay, so it sounds like you're team Maria on this, what it sounds like, Alex.
Absolutely.
Look, if he can't keep up, you got to move on and find someone who can, right?
Amen.
This is a fun topic. We found out that Allie has very strict standards when it comes to temperature in the bedroom.
Amen.
Don't make it too hot in there. Ben, Huntington Beach, welcome to the show, my friend. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going? Nothing much. Number one is gross feet for me.
Gross feet? Did this happen in particular with a date?
Yeah, it did.
you know, like, took off her shoes and kind of looked like, I mean, a Ninja Turtle. And I was just, like, imagining laying in bed and having it brush on my leg and me just bolting out of the door.
It was, oh, just too, man. It was just too creepy. Like, you didn't even want to, you didn't want to touch it.
I was like, my kids could look, like, could have that, you know?
Ben was thinking of the future, you
that's
guys.
That's a great point. You don't want to end up with a bunch of club-footed kids. I get it. All right. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. By the way, Carrie in Eastville, very similar. She said, look, or he said, I know it's bad, but I once broke up with a girl because her hands smelled like pickles. I hate pickles.
Why would they smell like pickles
I don't
all
know,
the time?
But don't ask, I guess, is the thing.
Probably
there,
right.
All right. Let's go to Glenn in Agora, line six. I want you to rule on this one, Allie, whether this is a petty reason or if this is a reasonable reason for a relationship to break up. Glenn, thank you for calling. What happened?
I got divorced because my wife said it's the motorcycle or me.
Oh,
and
there you go.
I'm riding all the time. And it was see you later, bye.
Yeah, you didn't love your wife. Let's be honest. This has nothing to do with being petty. You didn't really love her.
Really? So you think Glenn was just looking for a way out?
And
he was looking for
probably knew it too. And was like, "Hey, let me do this. Motorcycle or me?" All right, good. Pop, pop.
Allie says you both got what you wanted out of that. What do you think, Glenn?
I don't know. I think my divorce attorney got what he wanted.
Well, that is for sure. That's always the big winner. All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Justin in Valencia, up next, line five on the Kevin DeBean Show. Petty reasons you were part of a breakup. Justin, welcome to the show. What's happening?
Hey, party people. I broke up with a girl because, okay, back in the early 90s, the psychic hotlines were very popular. And I found out this girl I dated for a couple of weeks. She seemed like a nice girl, nice, normal girl. And then I found out that she not only believed in Miss Clea as a legit fortune teller, but she would call to get advice on whether she should leave her job or...
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if Miss Cleo saw this coming.
Right?
She's like, I knew you were going to call me.
I wonder, you know, that is a really interesting direction to go in, because could you take somebody seriously, for instance, Allie, if they were really, really into astrology, for instance, you know?
If it was more than just a hobby, like more that they ruled their life by it,
yeah,
that would be concerning.
Because that's kind of like the Miss Cleo thing here.
Right.
All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that, Justin. Let's do one more. Let's make it Rochelle. She looks like she has an interesting one on line one. She's in an imaginary place called Oakhurst. Hey, Rochelle, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? I was in a relationship and it was really young, but the guy that I was in, I was dating him for 2 months. He said, just one time, my mom likes to play mind games. I can play mind games. I used to do that with my ex-girlfriend. And ooh, immediately on the spot, I was like, this isn't going to work out.
So he admitted that be careful, there was a trap ahead because he was capable of playing
pretty
mind
much
games and didn't mind it. Boy, he did you a real favor that day, didn't you, Rochelle?
Absolutely, he did. He ended up turning into a... Sorry.
I'm glad you called, Rochelle. Let me end with one text here. This is from Chris, who writes in, a super great guy, but he wore socks to the beach.
What?
Hashtag no geeks.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Hey, producer Dave, King of Mexico.
Good morning. How are you guys?
You been enjoying the cover songs?
Love them so much.
I'm already starting to sweat that we're going to run out of time because we're getting so many great requests and there's so many I want to play that I think we may have to stay until like noon or something today.
Let's do it.
You should do that, Bean.
And Allie, you'll be with us, right? There's a great batch of viral videos up at krock.com or kevinandbean.com right now. I don't know that we needed to see this little girl adopt a kitten
and
poops all over
her.
That's
the best video of the weekend. It made me laugh and so happy.
I'm not sure that we need to see that at all. This Justin Willman video, by the way,
is pretty great.
Yeah.
Is he the magician you like, Allie?
He's the magician I like. I know. I've done live shots with him. Mm-hmm. I've been pitching him for this goddamn show for 3 years.
How does he throw a blanket over somebody who's sitting on a chair and then just pull a blanket away and the person's gone?
He did magic during live shots on the news and blew all of our minds every single time. You've got to watch this Netflix special. It's phenomenal.
It's fake. Fake video.
It's not fake
it's
video.
Not. It's not.
I'm going to watch that. I'm going to take your advice and
it's
watch
great.
That this weekend, but definitely check it out. But we do have some audio we want to play for you. I have been famous for my feelings about little kids. I have said many times that there is no sound in the world that I find more grating than little kids talking.
You're the worst.
I'm serious, except for maybe little kids crying. Maybe that's the only thing worse.
So the cat pooping on the kid, that was awesome.
It wasn't awesome. Yeah. I hated that. There may be a crack in my armor here, Allie.
Oh.
I may have gotten my first parental flush when I saw this video of this adorable little 5-year-old girl who is so happy. She just had her first haircut. And it's inspirational. And I don't know what this kid's name is, but whatever year she's eligible to run for president, I will vote for her. Listen to what she had to say about that haircut.
And how are you feeling today after your first haircut?
Great. Like, you can never see what happiness I have in me.
Really?
It's like I'm eating ice cream, watching a movie with Alex and my family, every family, and it's like all together watching a movie, eating popcorn and ice cream with Alex and everybody, even my friends, watching a movie in the movie theater. That's what I feel right now.
Is that how happy a haircut made you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I love her so much.
So cute.
It's just a haircut.
It's a great haircut, though.
Beat
it's
it,
a
kid.
Great haircut.
Oh, Dave, you can't use my thing against her.
The University of South Wales has some very smart students there, and they figured out a way to take a Tesla coil in a student project there, and they figured out a way to use high voltage electricity through the Tesla coil and make it create music. So that's a very complicated process that I don't fully understand, but here's the music that came out of this Tesla coil. So there's like a spark going from one piece of machinery to the other piece of machinery. And I thought, God, I'm so upset that Kevin is not here today.
All right.
Because, I mean, when it comes to Tesla, Kevin is the guy who knows everything there is to know about the great Nikola Tesla. And I remember, just like it was yesterday, there was a time when...
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
You know, figures from history rap against each other. This particular one is Nikola Tesla, who, of course, came up with the Tesla automobile, and Thomas Edison. It's really weird to think that there's somebody somewhere writing a rap for the guy that invented the Tesla car.
That was
Sweet
a
spirit.
Moment
with
because Tesla lived in the late 1800s, so he really
dear God.
Wasn't the thing.
Man.
And finally, on this edition of the Kevin Bean Roundup, what do you do when you're out in public? And this happens a lot in Southern California because this is where the stars live. What do you do if you come face-to-face with your crush? If you're at Disneyland and you see Christian Bale and his family getting off on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, do you say to your husband that Christian Bale is the love of your life? Is that the thing you tell your husband? That's what she did, and man, does she freak out to see Batman in person.
Hang on, Christian Bale is right there. Yes, the love of my life. Yes, it is.
It is Christian Bale.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God, please.
Batman.
Oh, my God. 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 Oh, my God.
I'm so glad with that overreaction that she didn't do the thing I thought she was going to do, which is to go up to Christian Bale and try to talk to him.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, is there anyone that would get you to do that at Disneyland? Like, if you saw someone at Disneyland, who would it be?
Oof.
Like, if I saw Christian Bale, I'd be like, hey, Christian Bale, how's it going? But I don't know if I'd be like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
But you wouldn't have any problem walking up to Christian Bale because you've had a professional relationship with her through this show. You'd say, hey, it's me, Dave, from the Kevin and Bean Show. You'd be cool to talk to her, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Don't you think?
I don't know.
we're not cool right now, so.
Oh, are you guys on the outs?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, I'm sorry to hear that, Dave. Yeah. I thought you two were forever. Anyway, it's a great batch of videos. Please enjoy. There's a bunch more up than we've had a chance to talk about, but you'll love it. It's always a good visit to krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Thanks for tuning in here on this Friday morning. Ali is here, and this is a very special What's Happening that we do each week at this time. What's going on?
Yeah, we do this every Friday. We like to show you the songs that are on our playlist. We all have very different musical tastes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, so we created a playlist. It's called That's My Jam, and we'll link that to our social media on Twitter, at Kevin and Bean, and at Kevin and Bean on Facebook. And every week, everyone that works on the Kevin and Bean Show adds a song. You can just click on the playlist, click follow, and you're going to have new music every single week. It could be something that is brand new, something you've never heard, can be something we've just been digging and totally forgot about. It's just how it goes. It's called That's My Jam. And Kevin is not here, but his pick is from the 21 Pilots upcoming album, Trench. I believe it comes out early October, and it's the latest track, and it's got a little funky feel to it. It's 21 Pilots with My Blood.
I like that. All right. That 21 Pilots falsetto. You don't hear in a lot of their songs. That sounds real good.
You love a good falsetto, Bean.
Yes, I do.
What is your song?
My song is also a fun and funky song for the weekend. I was a huge fan of the British band Scissor Sisters that I guess is kind of broken up. They haven't put out anything in a number of years, but their lead singer is back with his debut solo album. His name is Jake Shears. There's a lot of funky stuff on this album. This song is called S.O.B. Any idea what it might stand for, S.O.B.?
Son of a...
You would think so, right? Sex on the Brain, ladies and gentlemen. Here's my That's My Jam pick by Jake Shears.
I got sex on the brain. Willpower goes down the drain. Sex on the brain tonight. I got sex on my mind. Mama says stop, but you're going blind. Sex on my mind tonight. Sex on the brain, sex on the brain.
Now, I don't have an explanation for you as to why I hate Bruno Mars so much, but I am willing to love Jake Shears doing Sex on the Brain, because it's very similar to something Bruno Mars might do. But the whole album is real good, but that's one song I wanted to offer up for the That's My Jam playlist.
I dig it. Well, my song I heard during the premiere of one of my favorite shows on Sunday night. It's Issa Rae's show, Insecure. And I heard this song and I'm like, what? Instantly Googled it. And it turns out they are a London-based three-piece band called Radiant Children. And they have a debut EP called Tryin' that just came out last week. It's only five tracks, but the song that was on the show and the song that I loved, we're going to play for you. It's kind of an R&B, soul, funk, jazz feeling, and it just is awesome. It is called Radiant Children. Their song is Life's a Bitch.
It's not a blessing and a curse to feel everything so deeply like you do, girl. I know there's been more times that it hurts, but who said love was never easy, girl? Life's a bitch and then you die.
If I can co-sign on your pick, I love that, by the way.
So damn good,
and that's
right?
That's a white girl singing, too.
I don't believe she is.
I think she might be.
I don't think so.
All right, well, I will defer to you on this, but I thought she was.
I think she might be biracial.
Okay, she's real talented. That whole band is real talented. I listen to that whole EP. It's real good.
Yes, so we've got Jake Shears, 21 Pilots, and Radiant Children. And that's my jam. Let's talk some birthdays. Marsha Clark, Chris Tucker, Deborah Gibson, Richard Gere. That's what's happening.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Money Smith is on the phone from the Petros and Money radio show, Money. Matt Money Smith.
Matt.
I am hearing less of him than I...
Come on.
Oh, there he is. All right.
Didn't you hear what I said? I said, I want Naked Ray Gunn's cover of Stiff Little Fingers Suspect Device, and I want it now.
Maybe that's why we cut you off.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get that right on for you.
Button that lip there, Allie.
You sound remarkably awake. What time did your head hit the pillow this morning, Matt?
I think it was 3.
Like 3 a.m.?
Just about 3 a.m., yeah. Good old preseason, man. 7 p.m. kicks up in San Francisco, so I think we were wheels up at about 1 a.m.
Oh, my gosh. I know that you're on to talk Dodgers, and I'm very excited to talk Dodgers, but I do want to ask, now that you've seen the preseason, everybody in Southern California has a lot of reasons to suspect the Rams have potential to maybe even go all the way this season. How are you feeling about the Chargers?
Same way.
I
think if you were to ask, you know, the big brains that talk about football, if you said, hey, what's the potential of an all-L.A. Super Bowl, they would say, that's actually not that far-fetched.
Wow.
Yeah, I think both teams are the favorites to win their division. And, you know, just for the Chargers, they're in a division where you either have a new head coach or a new quarterback, except for the Chargers. They've got Phillip Rivers, who's going to the Hall of Fame, and everybody came back from a team that won 9 of their last 12 and 5 straight at home, and they've got a pretty friendly schedule to start the season pretty much at home the first 6 weeks outside of one trip up to Buffalo, so it really lays out well for them.
That is great. All right, let's transition now into baseball. This is about my favorite time of the season every year, even though usually it means the Mariners are out. We're still hanging on by our fingernails to maybe have a shot at the playoffs this year. But I love it when you get down to that final 4 or 5 weeks and every game is so important, you start doing math. And the Dodgers had us worried there for a minute. They hit a little bit of a skid, but then they had a favorable schedule, and now they're what, only 2 games back, right?
2 back, bad game for them last night, and kind of what has plagued them all season was there to remind them in what was a really important game. They got these 4 games against the Diamondbacks. They're in first place. They have, I don't want to say dominated them, but they pretty much handled the Dodgers so far this year. And again last night, you know, I think even those that don't pay a lot of attention to sports can kind of follow this one, right? So when you get paid a lot of money to play baseball and your job is to hit the ball, when you don't hit the ball 15 out of 27 outs in a game, right? You get 27 outs, 3 per inning, 9 innings, and 15 of those end with a strikeout.
Yeah,
that's probably not going to bode well for a team full of professionals, and that is what came back to haunt them.
Having said that, by the way, it's not a fluke. The Diamondbacks are a very good team.
Yeah, they are, and the Dodgers strike out a lot, by the way. Chris Taylor, who celebrated a birthday last night, leads the league in strikeouts, and he said, hey, man, I'm going to celebrate my birthday by letting everybody know what I do best, and that is strike out, and he did it 4 times.
Matt, let me ask you that bigger picture question, because a lot of people, and I may be one of them, have been less interested in this last few years of MLB action because it seems like it's either a dinger or it's a strikeout. You saw that at the All-Star game. Weren't there like 12 home runs or something at the All-Star game? That, it seems like every player is now just swinging for the fence or striking out. And I think I miss a lot of that base running that we used to have in those situations where you're just trying to advance a dude.
No, I'm gonna just because I get distracted easily. So before I answer that, Allie, I'm going to have you interject here because I'm going to need a ruling.
Okay.
Bean just said he's not excited about baseball because it's either a dinger or a strikeout. Now, I have also been following baseball pretty much my whole life, and I would have phrased that question or that statement, I am no longer as excited about baseball because it's either a donger or a strikeout.
Listen.
If you were to rule, what is the more appropriate term, slang term for a home run, a dinger or a donger?
I think it's dinger, but I now prefer donger.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know, you could not have answered
that any
better.
Yeah.
Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
To answer your question, Bean, you're right. Yeah, I mean, it's what you get paid to do now. Teams, when they pay free agents, they don't care about strikeouts. They care about home runs. Mm-hmm. And Farhan Zaidi said as much. He's the GM of the Dodgers, and he's, you know, the big brain math guy who went to MIT. And he says, look, if you want to follow one statistic, the teams that hit the most home runs win the most games. And that's how the league works now. And
it used to be you'd have 3 or 4 or 5 guys in the lineup who could reliably count on them for a single and an occasional double. And that's what you use to get the job done.
No, I'm not going to defend the game because I'm with you. It is as frustrating as anything to see guys on second and third like the Dodgers had a couple nights ago against the Cardinals before they got, when they got swept, and nobody out and no sack flies and no, you know, balls pushed to the right side to get that guy home.
Exactly.
But freaking two strikeouts and a pop-up.
Yeah, the strategy. You missed the strategy of the game. All right. In our remaining moments, our friend Matt Money Smith on the phone from the Petrus and Money radio show, AM 570, your Dodgers station. Who's hot right now and who are you worried about in this final few weeks of the season? Manny Machado seems to be back, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. Machado looks fantastic, and he had, you know, another home run last night. So he's been nothing but great. I think, and I shouldn't say like, oh, it's all good. He's fine. Don't know. I mean, he may slip back into the problems that he had, you know, prior to this hot streak. But you know, it's kind of like the basketball thing. Hey, this guy can't make any shots. Well, get him a layup or a free throw, and that's sort of what the Padres and Rangers seem to have been for Machado, where he found his power again. He's knocking the ball all over the place. So, Chris, I would say, like, of all the players, Chris Taylor's probably the one because he was so important to them last year.
Right.
And he's just striking out like crazy. And
yeah,
he used to hit leadoff. Now he's hitting down in the lineup, you know, in like, kind of like that sixth spot. So they're going to need some help there. The pitching's been great. And, you know, I guess if you want to take something good away from last night, it's that Pedro Baez, you know, who has been really roughed up pretty bad this season, pitched two innings of scoreless relief out of the bullpen, and the bullpen looked pretty darn good. So
how's Kenley doing?
Don't know. Okay. You know, he said maybe it's the heart medication that's kind of got what he described as his adrenaline down, and he's trying to navigate that. So you feel terrible for a guy who's been the best closer in baseball for the last few years, who had that heart issue up in Colorado. You know, and I don't know if you saw the story he had with our reporter David Vasse, but he said, look, I'm going to probably need surgery in the off season. They're going to need to go in there again. So it'll be like his second or third minor heart surgery. So, you know, whatever that guy's got to do, man, do. And whatever you give him is great, because it's been great, and you carried him to the World Series last year. So that's probably, you know, a concern there. If he's got to take that medication and he doesn't feel right, he's probably the most important, as crazy as it sounds, the most important player on this team when it comes to the playoffs, having that guy at the back end of a game that can just kind of lock it up.
It is. I mean, the best teams are so competitive, and every person matters, and every advantage that you have makes the difference between being the Astros at the end of the World Series last year or being the Dodgers. So fingers crossed for this last 4.5 weeks or whatever it is. It's a very exciting time to be a baseball fan, that's for sure.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, go ahead, Ellie.
Real quick, congrats on the Star Wars role.
You know, I've been trying to stay out of the news and keep a low profile.
I understand.
I mean, that's a different
and hope that people would maybe give me another shot. You know, I liked what I did in Doctor Who. I felt like I really mastered that role.
That's a different guy.
You know, and then when I was in the royal family, you know, people really started to hate me.
Yeah, it's Matt Smith, the actor.
Nope, that's
the actor. All right. You can look for Matt.
Happy that I can now protect the galaxy.
Okay, we understand. It's a different guy. It's a different guy. Petrus and Money Radio Show, AM 570 this afternoon. And of course, Matt will be returning all season long as the voice of your Los Angeles Chargers. Have a great Labor Day weekend, my friend. Thanks so much for jumping on with us.
You got it. Anytime, guys.
Bye-bye.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock.
Time for Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
All right, and keeping for the theme for today, these are some of the requests we got, Allie, that were just outside Texter 100. Jorge was number 99. He wanted to hear Last Kiss by Pearl Jam.
Good song.
He's streaming us all the way from Miami, Florida. We appreciate that. And Texter number 101, Chip, you would have been very excited by this one. Metallica doing the Misfits' Die, Die, My Darling.
Awesome.
Would have sounded great as well, but neither of them were Texter 100. That is John, who joins us on the phone right now from Hacienda Heights. Hey, John, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Have you been enjoying cover songs today?
Oh, yes, I have. Yeah, I know quite a few of them.
It's been super fun getting a chance to play some of these songs we don't play too often. So you had a lot to choose from, of course. What was the thought process that led you to the selection you made?
Well, the song that I normally text in is by the original band that did this song. So since I couldn't get that song, I decided to go with a band that covered one of their songs.
All right.
Nice.
You want to introduce it for us this morning here on K-Rock?
I sure will. It's Dead Souls by Nine Inch Nails, a cover song of Joy Division.
Oh, great choice. Have yourself a fantastic weekend, and thanks a lot for listening to Kevin and Bean, okay?
Okay, you guys have a great weekend, too. Thank you.
Keep it 100.
That is a great choice from John in Hacienda Heights on Keep It 100 this week. I should have asked what it is about that song that he texted it every single week. And this week, cover songs, he just changed it up to different artists. What do you suppose his obsession is with that song?
He loves it. He loves The Crow.
Maybe that's what
I don't know.
That's actually a pretty good guess, because that's where that song appeared from Nine Inch Nails on the soundtrack of The Crow. Allie, we always ask you to guess, what year did Trent record that song?
94.
Yes! 1994. Yes. All right. Bonus question.
Oh, no.
What year was the original by Joy Division?
82.
79. Not too
79.
Bad.
79.
Not too bad. That was a great choice.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Hey, guys, we've been doing cover songs all day long because it's National Cover Song Day this weekend. And our friend Kat Corbett has joined us, as she does at the end of the show on Friday, for What's Happening. So let me turn it over to you ladies.
Well, first, I want to tell you the story because it is huge before we get to Kat, and she's going to pick some of her favorite covers. This is a big deal. Disneyland will break with tradition and sell alcohol to the public for the first time in its 63-year history.
Wow. Yeah!
Now,
oh,
you know,
the kids are going to love that.
Well, we can get alcohol at Club 33, but who's getting into that place? Super exclusive. And then California Adventure, you can there, but never on Disneyland proper. Well, that all changes when they open up Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. You're going to be able to have some cocktails in Oga's Cantina, a seedy outpost swarming with bounty hunters, droids, and balding suburban fathers. This is according to Forbes, and I kind of dig it. They're going to have beer, wine, and, quote, outer space-themed cocktails.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have not announced a specific grand opening date for the 14-acre attraction yet, but this is huge news.
It
was always a big deal because Walt Disney himself said, no alcohol at my theme park. He thought it would detract from the family experience. But the park feels that they're justified with the move as a measure to provide greater authenticity to the new attraction.
If you remember the Cantina Band, not only the music and not only all the crazy aliens in there, is you could see like the blue drinks and stuff like that they were drinking in there. You want to complete that experience. I like that.
I agree 100%.
I hope they have ice cubes that are shaped like Death Stars. I have a little ice cube
I do
ball.
Too. Yeah. The mold?
Yes.
I have it too. It's
so
the
good.
Best.
Yeah.
We're
How
nerds.
Big is Star Wars Land going to be? Oh, my God.
I mean, literally 14 acres, but it's going to be the biggest thing I think that Disneyland has ever done. I truly believe it.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
I'm going to live there. I don't know if you know that. Just setting up a little cot. Just going to stay. Thing on? Yes. All right. Kat, let's turn it over to you. Of course, we've been doing cover songs all morning long because cover song day is tomorrow.
Love
it. So you picked your own favorites.
I did. I picked, there are so many good ones.
Yeah.
And I'm not a note for note girl.
Mm-hmm.
I picked three covers that I think are better than the original.
Oh.
Like, I think they outdo the original.
That is a fantastic and a completely separate list, by the way, because a lot of times we've been talking today, you gotta choose one, and it's not always the original, it's not always the cover.
Yeah, this was really, really tough. But so the first one I picked is Pixies covering Jesus and Mary Chain head on.
I don't know if I could choose between those two. They're both great.
That version's a little bit more vicious than the Jesus and Mary Chain version.
Yeah, so all right. I'll allow it.
My next is Devo covering the Stones. And I interviewed Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo a long time ago. And he told me that when they recorded this song, they had to get Mick Jagger's permission to release it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to sit in an office with a record label person and Mick Jagger and play the song.
God.
Yes. And he's like, I was like, what? And he's like, I'm sitting there. Mick's sitting there. And then a few seconds in, Mick gets up and starts dancing to the song.
Oh, my God.
And at the time said it was the best cover version of any of the Stones songs he had ever heard.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
Yeah. So here you go. Devo covering the Stones, Satisfaction.
Okay.
Now, Kat, do I understand correctly? You are saying that, as entertaining as that is, you think that's better than the Rolling Stones version of
Yes, and by the way, what we just played is not the recorded version. I don't know if that's a live version or not, mm-hmm. but if you just go watch the video, it's such a frenetic pace.
It is. It is,
and
yeah.
They just made it their own.
They did make it their own, but is it better? Is it essential as the Rolling Stones
damn,
version,
which Bean
is
one of the most
it's one of the most legendary songs of all time.
Why are you so angry? Why do you hate Devo?
Beat it, kid.
Jesus.
I love Devo.
God.
I'm just saying, if you could only pick one on the desert island, you gotta go OG Stones, don't
Why'd you?
Why'd
you just IM me death to cat?
Oh my God.
Why would you write that?
So rude.
All right, what's your number one?
Jesus. My number one is Jeff Buckley covering Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because he just, you know, I'm a huge Leonard Cohen fan, but Jeff Buckley's voice raised it to level 11. Okay. You know?
But wasn't Leonard Cohen's version a cover also of the John Cale original?
I thought it was Leonard Cohen's was the original.
I thought he wrote it. No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
John Cale, I think, did the original version before Leonard Cohen. I believe so. I could be wrong about that.
I know John Cale's version, so I'm still picking Jeff Buckley's version.
Yeah, and I agree with you on this one 100%, so at least we don't have to fight to the death again.
Bean.
Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Does it play into it at all, knowing what we know about Jeff Buckley? And that makes that song even sweeter?
Well, bittersweeter. Right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying the fact that he died so soon after that and everything, I think that tinges your memory of him and that when you hear that song.
Still great. If he was alive right now, I would still say one of the best covers. By the way, Hallelujah, written by Leonard Cohen, originally released on his album in 1984, little initial success, and then found greater popularity through a recording by John Cale. Suck it, Bean.
Yeah,
you're so
suck
mad
it.
At her. And she's
you made me doubt myself.
It's what he does. He gaslights. It's what he does.
I've had enough of gaslighting. Thank you.
That is a great cover and a great one to end. I love your list, Kat. Thank you very much for coming in with that.
All right.
And you have one thing to promote for the weekend?
I do, which is, this looks nuts. It's called the Two-Bit Circus.
Hmm.
It will be a permanent fixture in downtown LA in the arts section, but this weekend is a sneak preview. Two-Bit Circus, it's an arcade that mixes carnival games, virtual reality, escape rooms, and more. There's like games called Beat Saber VR, which is a cross between Guitar Hero and Fruit Ninja using lightsabers.
I'm sorry. This is Mad Libs, but I'm still into it.
There's a carnival game that's a cross between a Pop the Wall of Balloons meets Candy Crush.
Okay.
Okay, and there's another one where your body becomes a human Tetris piece.
I mean, that's just college.
I'm just saying. So the grand opening is a week from today, but you can get a sneak preview this weekend, and I guess there's a 50% off online passes. Two-Bit Circus. Look it up.
I love it. All right, let's wrap it up with some birthdays and get the hell out of here. Richard Gere, Deborah Gibson, Chris Tucker, Marsha Clark, and friend of the show from IndieWire and Variety, it is Michael Schneider, and that's what's happening.
Happy birthday, Michael Schneider. Thank you, Allie. Thank you, Kat. Hey, on your drive home today at 5 p.m., listen to Stryker's commercial, Free for All. It's a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. I'm hearing no music, by the way. I feel like there's a song I should be hearing right now. There it is. Next week on the show, Danny Elfman. I hate
sure.
all women. Danny Elfman is going to be here. And more. We'll see you Tuesday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
it over to me.
Get his weak stuff out of here.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Now hiring both locations.
Pass it over to me.
It gave me a boner.
You were listening? No. That means I gotta come up with an ending for this nonsense.
We put our dog down this morning. This was worse.
You know what your job is? You know, it's was.
Is.
Was.
Is.
Was.
Is.
Was.
Is.
Was. No, was.
Was.
Was. That was your job. Get out.
They say, you snooze, you lose. Well, we snossed. And look what we lost. Sit back and savor a little champagne and caviar. After all, someone has to enjoy the good life. Cheers.
Enrique? Hello?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Money Smith is on the phone from the Petros and Money radio show Money. Matt Money Smith.
No. Matt.
I am hearing less of him than I...
Come on.
Oh, there God, he is. There he
all
is.
Right.
Didn't you hear what I said? I said, I want Naked Ray Gun's cover of Stiff Little Finger's Suspect Device, and I want it now.
Maybe that's why we cut you off.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get that right on for you.
Button that lip there, Allie.
You sound remarkably awake. What time did your head hit the pillow this morning, Matt?
I think it was 3.
Like, 3 a.m.?
Just about 3 a.m., yeah. Good old preseason, man. 7 p.m. kicks up in San Francisco, so I think we were wheels up at about 1 a.m.
Oh, gosh. I know that you're on to talk Dodgers, and I'm very excited to talk Dodgers, but I do want to ask, now that you've seen the preseason, everybody in Southern California has a lot of reasons to suspect the Rams have potential to maybe even go all the way this season. How are you feeling about the Chargers?
Same way.
I
think if you were to ask, you know, the big brains that talk about football, if you said, hey, what's the potential of an all-L.A. Super Bowl, they would say, that's actually not that far-fetched.
Wow.
Fantastic. Yeah, I think both teams are the favorites to win their division. And, you know, just for the Chargers, they're in a division where you either have a new head coach or a new quarterback, except for the Chargers. They've got Phillip Rivers, who's going to the Hall of Fame, and everybody came back from a team that won 9 of their last 12 and 5 straight at home, and they've got a pretty friendly schedule to start the season pretty much at home the first 6 weeks outside of one trip up to Buffalo, so it really lays out well for them.
That is great. All right, let's transition now into baseball. This is about my favorite time of the season every year, even though usually it means the Mariners are out. We're still hanging on by our fingernails to maybe have a shot at the playoffs this year. But I love it when you get down to that final 4 or 5 weeks, and every game is so important, you start doing math. And the Dodgers had us worried there for a minute. They hit a little bit of a skid, but then they had a favorable schedule, and now they're what, only 2 games back, right?
Two back, bad game for them last night, and kind of what has plagued them all season was there to remind them in what was a really important game. They got these 4 games against the Diamondbacks. They're in first place. They have, I don't want to say dominated them, but they pretty much handled the Dodgers so far this year. And again last night, You know, I think even those that don't pay a lot of attention to sports can kind of follow this one, right? So when you get paid a lot of money to play baseball and your job is to hit the ball, when you don't hit the ball 15 yes. out of 27 outs in a game, right? You get 27 outs, three per inning, nine innings, and 15 of those end with a strikeout.
Yeah,
that's probably not going to bode well for a team full of professionals, and that is what came back to haunt them.
Having said that, by the way, it's not a fluke. The Diamondbacks are a very good team.
Yeah, they are, and the Dodgers strike out a lot. By the way, Chris Taylor, who celebrated a birthday last night, leads the league in strikeouts, and he said, "Hey, man, I'm going to celebrate my birthday by letting everybody know what I do best, and that is strike out." And he did it four times.
Matt, let me ask you that bigger picture question, because a lot of people, and I may be one of them, have been less interested in this last few years of MLB action because it seems like it's either a dinger or it's a strikeout. You saw that at the All-Star game. Weren't there like 12 home runs or something at the All-Star game? It seems like every player is now just swinging for the fence or striking out. And I think I miss a lot of that base running that we used to have in those situations where you're just trying to advance a dude.
No, I'm gonna just because I get distracted easily. So before I answer that, Allie, I'm going to have you interject here because I'm going to need a ruling.
Okay.
Bean just said he's not excited about baseball because it's either a dinger or a strikeout. Now, I have also been following baseball pretty much my whole life, and I would have phrased that question or that statement, I am no longer as excited about baseball because it's either a donger or a strikeout.
Listen.
If you were to rule, what is the more appropriate term, slang term for a home run, a dinger or a donger?
I think it's dinger, but I now prefer donger.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know, you could not have
answered that any better.
Yeah.
Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
To answer your question, Bean, you're right. Yeah, I mean, it's what you get paid to do now. Teams, when they pay free agents, they don't care about strikeouts. They care about home runs. Mm-hmm. And Farhan Zaidi said as much. He's the GM of the Dodgers, and he's, you know, the big brain math guy who went to MIT. And he says, look, if you want to follow one statistic, the teams that hit the most home runs win the most games. And that's how the league works now. And
it used to be you'd have three or four or five guys in the lineup who could reliably count on them for a single and an occasional double, and that's what you use to get the job done.
I'm not going to defend the game because I'm with you. It is as frustrating as anything to see guys on second and third like the Dodgers had a couple nights ago against the Cardinals before they got when they got swept and nobody out. And no sack flies and no, you know, balls pushed to the right side to get that guy home.
Exactly.
But two strikeouts and a pop-up.
Yeah, the strategy. You missed the strategy of the game. All right. In our remaining moments, our friend Matt Money Smith on the phone from the Petrus and Money radio show, AM570, your Dodgers station. Who's hot right now and who are you worried about in this final few weeks of the season? Manny Machado seems to be back, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. Machado looks fantastic, and he had, you know, another home run last night. So he's been nothing but great. I think, and I shouldn't say like, oh, it's all good. He's fine. Don't know. I mean, he may slip back into the problems that he had, you know, prior to this hot streak. But you know, it's kind of like the basketball thing. Hey, this guy can't make any shots. Well, get him a layup or a free throw. And that's sort of what the Padres and Rangers seem to have been for Machado, where he found his power again. He's knocking the ball all over the place. So Chris, I would say, like, of all the players, Chris Taylor's probably the one because he was so important to them last year.
Right.
And he's just striking out like crazy. And
yeah.
He used to hit leadoff. Now he's hitting down in the lineup, you know, in like, kind of like that sixth spot. So they're going to need some help there. The pitching's been great. And, you know, I guess if you want to take something good away from last night, it's that Pedro Baez, you know, who has been really roughed up pretty bad this season, pitched two innings of scoreless relief out of the bullpen. And the bullpen looked pretty darn good. So
how's Kenley doing?
Don't know. You know, he said maybe it's the heart medication that's kind of got what he described as his adrenaline down. And he's trying to navigate that. So you feel terrible for a guy who's been the best closer in baseball for the last few years, who had that heart issue up in Colorado. You know, and I don't know if you saw the story he had with our reporter David Vasse, but he said, "Look, I'm going to probably need surgery in the off season. They're going to need to go in there again." So it'll be like his second or third minor heart surgery. So you know, whatever that guy's got to do, man, do, and whatever you give him is great because it's been great. great, and you carried him to the World Series last year. So that's probably, you know, a concern there if he's got to take that medication and he doesn't feel right. He's probably the most important, as crazy as it sounds, the most important player on this team when it comes to the playoffs, having that guy at the back end of a game that can just kind of lock it up.
It is. I mean, the best teams are so competitive, and every person matters, and every advantage that you have makes the difference between being the Astros at the end of the World Series last year or being the Dodgers. So yeah. Fingers crossed for this last 4.5 weeks or whatever it is. It's a very exciting time to be a baseball fan, that's for sure.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, go ahead, Ellie.
Real quick, congrats on the Star Wars role.
You know, I've been trying to stay out of the news and keep a low profile.
I understand.
That's a different
and hope that people would maybe give me another shot. You know, I liked what I did in Doctor Who. I felt like I really mastered that role.
That's a different guy.
You know, and then when I was in the royal family, you know, people really started to hate me.
Yeah, it's Matt Smith, the actor.
Yeah,
that's the actor. All right. You can look for Matt.
Happy that I can now protect the galaxy.
Okay, we understand. It's a different guy. It's a different guy. Petros and Mighty Radio Show, AM 570 this afternoon. And of course, Matt will be returning all season long as the voice of your Los Angeles Chargers. Have a great Labor Day weekend, my friend. Thanks so much for jumping on with us.
You got it. Anytime, guys.
Bye-bye.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Time for Keep It 100. I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100,
baby.
Keep it 100. Keep it 100.
All right, and keeping for the theme for today, these are some of the requests we got, Allie, that were just outside Texture 100. Jorge was number 99. He wanted to hear Last Kiss by Pearl Jam.
Good song.
He's streaming us all the way from Miami, Florida. We appreciate that. And Texture number 101, Chip, you would have been very excited by this one. Metallica doing the Misfits' Die, Die, My Darling.
Awesome.
Would have sounded great as well, but neither of them were Texture 100. That is John, who joins us on the phone right now from Hacienda Heights. Hey, John, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Have you been enjoying cover songs today?
Oh, yes, I have. Yeah, I know quite a few of them.
It's been super fun getting a chance to play some of these songs we don't play too often, so you had a lot to choose from, of course. What was the thought process that led you to the selection you made?
Well, the song that I normally text in is by the original band that did this song. So since I couldn't get that song, I decided to go with a band that covered one of their songs.
All right.
Nice.
You want to introduce it for us this morning here on K-Rock?
I sure will. It's Dead Souls by Nine Inch Nails, a cover song of Joy Division.
Oh, great choice. Have yourself a fantastic weekend, and thanks a lot for listening to Kevin and Bean, okay?
Okay, you guys have a great weekend, too. Thank you.
Keep it 100.
That is a great choice from John in Hacienda Heights on Keep It 100 this week. I should have asked what it is about that song that he texted it every single week. And this week, cover songs, he just changed it up to a different artist. What do you suppose his obsession is with that song?
He loves it. He loves The Crow.
Maybe that's what
I don't know.
That's actually a pretty good guess, because that's where that song appeared from Nine Inch Nails on the soundtrack of The Crow. Allie, we always ask you to guess, what year did Trent record that song?
94.
Yes!
Ah!
1994.
Yes!
All right. Bonus question.
Oh, no.
What year was the original by Joy Division?
82.
79. Not too
79.
Bad.
79.
Not too bad. That was a great choice.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Hey, guys, we've been doing cover songs all day long because it's National Cover Song Day this weekend, and our friend Kat Corbett has joined us, as she does at the end of the show on Friday, for What's Happening. So let me turn it over to you ladies.
Well, first, I want to tell you the story, because it is huge, before we get to Kat, and she's going to pick some of her favorite covers. This is a big deal. Disneyland will break with tradition and sell alcohol to the public for the first time in its 63-year history.
Yeah!
Now,
oh,
we know
the kids are going to love that.
Well, we can get alcohol at Club 33, but who's getting into that place? Super exclusive. And then California Adventure, you can there, but never on Disneyland proper. Well, that all changes when they open up Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. You're going to be able to have some cocktails in Oga's Cantina, a seedy outpost swarming with bounty hunters, droids, and balding suburban fathers. This is according to Forbes, and I kind of dig it. They're going to have beer, wine, and, quote, outer space-themed cocktails.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have not announced a specific grand opening date for the 14-acre attraction yet, but this is huge news.
It
was always a big deal because Walt Disney himself said no alcohol at my theme park. He thought it would detract from the family experience. But the park feels that they're justified with the move as a measure to provide greater authenticity to the new attraction.
Well, because if you remember the Cantina Band, not only the music and not only all the crazy aliens in there, is you could see like the blue drinks and stuff like that they were drinking in there. You want to complete that experience. I like that.
I agree 100%.
I hope they have ice cubes that are shaped like Death Stars. I have a little ice cube
I do
ball.
Too. Yeah. The mold?
Yes.
I have it too. It's
so
the
good.
Best.
Yeah.
We're
How
nerds.
Big is Star Wars Land going to be? Oh, my God.
I mean, literally 14 acres, but it's going to be the biggest thing I think that Disneyland has ever done. I truly believe it.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
I'm going to live there. I don't know if you know that. Just setting up a little cot. Just going to stay. Thing on? Yes. All right. Kat, let's turn it over to you. Of course, we've been doing cover songs all morning long because cover song day is tomorrow.
Love
so
it.
So you picked your own favorites.
I did. I picked, there are so many good ones.
Yeah.
And I'm not a note for note girl.
Mm-hmm.
I picked three covers that I think are better than the original.
Oh.
Like, I think they outdo the original.
That is a fantastic and a completely separate list, by the way, because a lot of times we've been talking today, you gotta choose one, and it's not always the original, it's not always the cover.
Yeah, this was really, really tough. But so the first one I picked is Pixies covering Jesus and Mary Chain Head On.
I don't know if I could choose between those two. They're both great.
That version's a little bit more vicious than the Jesus and Mary Chain version.
Yeah, so all right. I'll allow it.
My next is Devo covering the Stones. And I interviewed Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo a long time ago. And he told me that when they recorded this song, they had to get Mick Jagger's permission to release it. And he had to sit in an office with a record label person and Mick Jagger and play the song.
God.
Yes. And he's like, I was like, what? And he's like, I'm sitting there. Mick's sitting there. And then a few seconds in, Mick gets up and starts dancing to the song.
Oh, my God.
And at the time said it was the best cover version of any of the Stone songs he had ever heard.
Oh my goodness.
Amazing.
Yeah. So here you go. Devo covering the Stone, Satisfaction.
Okay.
Now, Kat, do I understand correctly? You are saying that, as entertaining as that is, you think that's better than the Rolling Stones version of
Yes, and by the way, what we just played is not the recorded version. I don't know if that's a live version or not, but if you just go watch the video, it's such a frenetic pace.
It is. It is,
and
yeah.
it they just made it their own.
They did make it their own, but is it better? Is it essential as the Rolling Stones
Damn,
version,
which B
is
one of the most...
It's one of those legendary songs of all
time.
Why are
you so angry?
Why do you hate Devo?
Beat it, kid.
Jeez.
I love Devo.
God.
I'm just saying, if you could only pick one on the desert island, you gotta go OG Stones, don't
Why'd you? Why'd
you
just IM me Death to Cat?
Oh my God.
Why would you write that?
So rude.
All right, what's your number one?
Jeez. My number one is Jeff Buckley covering Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because he just, you know, I'm a huge Leonard Cohen fan, but Jeff Buckley's voice raised it to level 11. Okay. You know?
But wasn't Leonard Cohen's version a cover also of the John Cale original?
I thought it was Leonard Cohen's was the original.
I thought he wrote it. No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
John Cale, I think, did the original version before Leonard Cohen. I believe so. I could be wrong about that.
I know John Cale's version, so I'm still picking Jeff Buckley's version.
Yeah, and I agree with you on this one 100%, so at least we don't have to fight to the death again.
Bean.
Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Does it play into it at all, knowing what we know about Jeff Buckley? And that makes that song even sweeter.
Well, bittersweeter. Right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying the fact that he died so soon after that and everything, I think that tinges your memory of him and that when you hear that song.
Still great. If he was alive right now, I would still say one of the best covers. By the way, Hallelujah, written by Leonard Cohen, originally released on his album in 1984, little initial success, and then found greater popularity through a recording by John Cale. Suck it, Bean.
Yeah,
you're so
suck
mad
it.
At her. And she's,
you made me doubt myself.
It's what he does. He gaslights. It's what he does.
I've had enough of gaslighting. Thank you.
That is a great cover and a great one to end. I love your list, Kat. Thank you very much for coming in with that.
All right.
And you have one thing to promote for the weekend?
I do, which is, this looks nuts. It's called the Two-Bit Circus. It will be a permanent fixture in downtown LA in the arts section, but this weekend is a sneak preview. Two-Bit Circus, it's an arcade that mixes carnival games, virtual reality, escape rooms, and more. There's like games called Beat Saber VR, which is a cross between Guitar Hero and Fruit Ninja using lightsabers.
I'm sorry. This is Mad Libs, but I'm still into it.
There's a carnival game that's a cross between a Pop the Wall of Balloons meets Candy Crush.
Okay.
Okay, and there's another one where your body becomes a human Tetris piece.
I mean, that's just college.
I'm just saying. So the grand opening is a week from today, but you can get a sneak preview this weekend, and I guess there's a 50% off online passes. Two-Bit Circus. Look it up.
I love it. All right, let's wrap it up with some birthdays and get the hell out of here. Richard Gere, Deborah Gibson, Chris Tucker, Marsha Clark, and friend of the show from IndieWire and Variety, it is Michael Schneider, and that's what's happening.
Happy birthday, Michael Schneider. Thank you, Allie. Thank you, Kat. Hey, on your drive home today at 5 p.m., listen to Stryker's commercial, Free for All. It's a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. I'm hearing no music, by the way. I feel like there's a song I should be hearing right now. There it is. Next week on the show, Danny Elfman. I hate all of it. Danny Elfman is going to be here. And more. We'll see you Tuesday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Now hiring both locations.
Pass it over to me.
It gave me a boner.
You were listening? No. That means I gotta come up with an ending for this nonsense.
We put our dog down this morning. This was worse.
You know what your job is? It's
was.
That was your job. Get out.
They say, you snooze, you lose. Well, we snossed. And look what we lost.
Sit back and savor a little champagne and caviar. After all, someone has to enjoy the good life. Cheers.
Enrique, hello.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.